Okay, good morning. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com, the 4th of December, 2020. Last weekend, I did a podcast on who killed Jesus Christ. The answer is the Jews. The Jews killed Jesus Christ, and I went through all the scriptures. It's irrefutable. You go through the scriptures. I went through mostly just John. I didn't even cover all the scriptures. And the Jews killed Jesus Christ. So if we're going to start, we'll do a little recap, and then we're going to answer the question, why did the Jews kill Jesus Christ? And you'll get an idea of who Jesus Christ is. John 18, 35 and 36. So here's Jesus Christ. He's before Pilate. He's before the Roman guy. He's before the European guy. Pilate said to Jesus, I'm not a Jew, am I? I'm not a Jew. Your own nation and chief priests delivered you to me. So here's the Roman. Here's Pontius Pilate. He says, look, I'm not a Jew. Your nation, your blood, your chief priest delivered you to me. What have you done? Jesus answered and said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight that I would not be turned over to the Jews. Jesus Christ wasn't worried about the Roman centurion or the Roman governor. He wasn't worried about Pontius Pilate. He said, my servants would fight if they were of this world, that I wouldn't be turned over to the Jews. It says nothing about the Romans. John 19:11. Jesus answered, again, this is to Pilate. Pilate was saying, hey, don't you know who I am? Don't you know I can release you or do whatever I want? And Jesus said, you would have no power over me at all unless it were given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Who delivered Jesus Christ to Pontius Pilate? It was Judas. It was the chief priests. It was the Pharisees. It was the Jews. Jesus Christ makes it right clear, real clear here. He who delivered me to you has the greater sin. And they will continue to guilt manipulate you, and they still do it today. The Pharisees and the Sadducees of today still do this. John chapter 7, verse 13, yet no one spoke openly of Jesus for fear of the Jews, for fear of the Jews. What happens? Well, they're going to call you dirty names. Back then, they're going to kick you out of the synagogue. Today, you're going to lose your employment. You're going to you're going to be socially ostracized, and you can neither buy nor sell today. And back then, it was the same thing. Yet no one spoke openly of Jesus Christ for fear of the Jews. What do the Jews do? They raise their traditions above the word of God, and they manipulate people and control people. And see that same spirit today. John 8, 57 and 58. The Jews therefore said to him, so this is the Jews are talking to Jesus Christ, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, most certainly, I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. Who said I am? God Almighty said, I am. When Moses asked for his name, what should his name be? God told Moses, you tell the people, I am. That's my name, I am. So here's Jesus Christ making himself one with God. And he says to the Pharisees, he says, most certainly, I tell you, before Abraham was even born, I am. Therefore, this is where it gets into why they murdered Jesus Christ. Therefore, they took up stones to throw at him. When you stone somebody, you kill him. This isn't taunting somebody with pebbles. You're stoning them to death. Who is going to stone Jesus Christ? It's Jews. Jesus Christ, John 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one. The Jews picked up stones to stone him. Jesus said, I shared good works with you from the Father. For which one of them are you stoning me? The Jews answered him, for good work we do not stone you, but you make yourself out to be God. So they're going to stone him. Jesus Christ claimed to be God, and they're going to stone him. And Jesus said, John 10, verse 36, Jesus said, I am the Son of God. John 10, 38, for that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. The Father is in me, I am in the Father. Jesus Christ is God. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. One who believes in the Son has eternal life, but the one who disobeys the Son won't see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. if you reject Jesus Christ, you reject God. And the wrath of God abides upon you and remains upon you. John 5:18. Again, why did the Jews kill Jesus Christ? For this cause the Jews sought to kill him, Jesus Christ, all the more because he not only broke the Sabbath and also called God his own father, but also called God his own father, making himself equal with God. So there you go. They rejected Jesus Christ. They didn't like the fact that clearly Jesus Christ made himself equal with God. The Jews testify to this. The Jews testify to the fact that Jesus Christ absolutely made himself equal to God. For this cause, the Jews sought to kill him all the more, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own father, making himself equal with God. Even the Jews testify that Jesus Christ claimed to be equal with God. And they also were very fearful. They were fearful that Jesus Christ was going to take away their power and steal their nation. And in fact, they did. That's exactly what happened. He took their power, and they lost their nation. There's a complete inverse in how Jesus Christ and the Jews perceived each other. Jesus Christ told the Jews, "You are of your father, the devil." And he says, "You invalidate the word of God by your traditions, which you have handed down, and you do many things like this." They're manipulative. They manipulate. And they come up with these legalistic ideas that put people in bondage. That's why the people were afraid of the Jews. They were going to get kicked out of the synagogue. They had all these rules that you had to follow and obey in order to admit that they stayed in control over them. Got the same thing today all over the world. You've got the right of freedom of speech unless it violates one of their traditions. Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. So you have the freedom of speech unless it violates any one of them. And by the time you run that gauntlet, there's nothing left to talk about. Mark 8:15, watch out, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Here's the Jews. If we leave him alone like this, everyone will believe in him and the Romans will come and take away our place in our nation. And that's, of course, just what happened. John 7:13, yet no one openly spoke of him for fear of the Jews. A lot of people are afraid in America today. A lot of people are afraid to open up their mouth and speak. They fear the effects of they fear these little Sadducees and Pharisees, these moralistic goody-two-shoes that say you can't say this, you can't say that. You can't say this, you can't say that. You can't have that opinion. It's racist, sexist, homophobic, queerphobic, transphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. They're going to shut you down before you open your mouth. And people are literally in fear of trespassing against these little Pharisees and Sadducees that have raised their traditions above the Word of God. Only the church can preach that gospel. Only the church can set you free from that. And the church, unfortunately, has bent the knee and bowed the knee to these traditions of men so that the church won't violate those commandments. They're not God's commandments. God never said, thou shalt not be sexist, racist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. God never said that. Jesus Christ never said that. It's the Pharisees and the Sadducees that say that. You got to break free of that stuff. Yeah, they might persecute you. They call Jesus Christ inspired by the devil. What do you expect? Do you expect to be treated better than Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Hebrews 1:1. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the world. The entire world was made by, with, and through Jesus Christ. Verse 3, he, Jesus Christ, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his nature. And he upholds all things by the word of his power. Jesus Christ is God. Let's keep going. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. Got to get my glasses on here. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I've begotten you"? He never said that to any angels. And again, "I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. And when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." Who? All the angels of God worship Jesus Christ. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, to Jesus Christ, he says, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God thy God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning, Jesus Christ, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They will perish, but you will remain, and they will become old like a garment, and a little, and like a mantle you will roll them up, like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end." But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? This is Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ. When he's about ready, he's led away, he's about ready to be crucified. He's talking to his disciples. He says, "I go to the Father." One of his disciples says, "Jesus, show us the Father. That's good enough for us." Jesus said, "I've been with you so long and you still don't understand. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father." Jesus Christ, Colossians 1, verse 15, Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. For by him, by Jesus Christ, all things were created. All things have been created through him and for him. John 1, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, through Jesus Christ. And apart from him, nothing came into being. And the Word became flesh. That's Jesus Christ. And one of the names for Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Revelation. John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." So the Jews killed Jesus Christ. They killed Jesus Christ because he claimed to be the Son of God, and he claimed to be equal with God. The Jews understood very clearly that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, and he claimed to be equal with God, that he claimed to be God. "I and the Father are one," Jesus Christ said. The Jews understood exactly what he said. There was no misunderstanding. They knew exactly what he said, and they said, "You can't say that," and so they murdered him. There was no misunderstanding on behalf of the Jews of exactly what Jesus said and what Jesus meant. They didn't kill him for doing a good work. He says, "We don't stone you for any good work you're doing, but you, a man, make yourself out to be God." So why do Christians downplay the identity of Jesus Christ as God? Why do they do that? Why do Christians want to say, "Oh, Jesus was a nice man. He was a good man. He wasn't stoned. He wasn't crucified because he was a good man. The Jews didn't plot to murder him because he was doing good works. But he, as a man, made himself out to be God." That's what the Bible says. You got a problem with the Bible? I don't know. I don't know what to say. So, Fritz, you're anti-Semitic. You're anti-Semitic. Well, here's Peter. Here's Peter. He's speaking to the men of Judea. Who are the men of Judea? They're Jews. That's the whole point of being a Jew is from Judah. Judah. He's speaking to the men of Judea, Acts 2:36. This is what Peter says. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him," Jesus Christ, "both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now, last time we had a podcast, I went over the fact that Jesus Christ, over and over again, he told the Jews, "You're trying to kill me. Why are you trying to kill me? Why are you trying to kill me?" And here's Peter saying to the Jews, Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him, both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. He doesn't charge the Romans. He charges the Jews. Here's Peter again, Acts 3, 11 through 16. I'm going to shorten this a little bit, but here you go. Men of Israel, Jesus whom you delivered and disowned in the presence of Pilate. Jesus whom you delivered and disowned in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. Pilate decided to release Jesus Christ. He said, this man's innocent. Pilate said three or four times this man's innocent. He's done nothing wrong, nothing deserving of death. And the Jews delivered him up to Pilate, disowned him, even when Pilate was going to release him. And Peter says to the men of Israel, you disowned the righteous one and asked for a murder to be granted to you and put to death the Prince of Life, the one who God raised from the dead. You asked for a murder to be granted to you and you put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead. Peter didn't dance around this issue. He didn't dance around this issue. He charged the Jews. He charged the men of Israel. He charged the men of Judea. You killed Jesus Christ. Why are Christians so fearful of saying what Jesus Christ said and saying what Peter said? And again, Acts chapter 4, verse 10. He's talking to the rulers, the elders, the scribes, and the priests. It is by his name, the name of Jesus Christ, that this man stands before you in good health. Acts 4, verse 11. He is the stone, Jesus Christ is the stone, which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. Verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Acts 10:42. Jesus, this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Verse 43. Of him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. There is no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ absolutely, clearly made himself equal with God. I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. He says to his followers just before his death, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How is it I've been with you so long? And you say, show me the Father. Don't you understand? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Through him, the whole world was created. Through him, everything was created. Jesus Christ isn't a man. He's not just a man. He's God in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ said himself, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, that's Jesus Christ, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1:17, I am the first and the last and the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever, and I have the keys to death and hell. Jesus Christ is the one who was appointed to judge the living and the dead. He will be your judge. He will be my judge. He is all our judges. He rose from the dead. He's one with God. You want God? It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. There is no other way to God other than through Jesus Christ. Now, who is the liar? Who is the liar? Let me tell you who the liar is. The liar who is the one who denies that Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Christ. The liar is the one that denies that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Messiah, God in the flesh, the Son of God, the creator of the universe. That is who the liar is. This is the Antichrist. Here you go. Bonus. Who's the Antichrist? I want to know who the Antichrist is. It's right here, 1 John 2:22. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, God in the flesh, the creator of the universe? This is the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. Whoever denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. If you want to honor the Father, you honor the Son. If you deny the Son, you deny the Father. If you deny Jesus Christ on that judgment day, he will deny you before God Almighty. You say, I don't even know this person. If you deny Jesus Christ, he denies you. If you say Jesus Christ is a good man, just like everybody else out there, you deny the Son and you dishonor the Father. There's no getting around this. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. He's the Messiah. He's the Son of the God. He's the creator of the universe. He and the Father are one. This is it. This is the core. This is the heart of it. This is the truth. You want salvation? It's Jesus Christ. Who is the Antichrist? Those who deny the Father and the Son, who deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who deny that Jesus Christ is God. Judaism is Antichrist. Islam is Antichrist. Atheism is Antichrist. The Eastern religions are Antichrist. They just say, oh, he's just another guy. He's just another teacher, prophet. Jesus Christ is the stumbling block. Nobody wants to deal with this stuff. Nobody wants to deal with this. Jesus Christ is the stumbling block. He's the stone of offense. He's the stone of offense to Christians and Jews and the whole world. It's the rock that the builders rejected, and the Pharisees were the builders. So a couple messages to you. Even the Jews understood clearly that Jesus Christ claimed to be God. And for those Christians out there that are poo-pooing Jesus Christ and saying, well, you know, he's a good man, he's a good example. This is like Pope Francis. Who is the Antichrist? The one that denies the Father and the Son. Fritz Berggren, December 4th, bloodandfaith.com. Come visit me. See you soon.